This is Empowered Explant, the podcast helping women ditch their breast implants with confidence. I'm Dana Mercica, board certified health and wellness coach and explant warrior. Today's episode is not at all what I had originally planned to talk about, but this community has seen me through some significant life events. And so I feel called to share with my breasties what's going on in my life right now. Last week, I was laid off from my full-time job as Senior Author Success Manager at Scribe Media, along with more than 85 other incredible people, effective immediately. No notice, no severance, no PTO payout, no more health insurance, not even a full paycheck. For those who don't know, I worked in professional self-publishing, supporting more than 90 authors through the process of creating their books and putting them out into the world. I got this job right after I'd recovered from my explant surgery and gone through a really difficult breakup. Some of you might remember all that, but it was pretty crushing. So I moved my life and my mom's life to Austin, Texas for this job opportunity and a fresh start. This layoff came as a devastating shock. My goodness. I ugly cried pretty much the entire meeting as the CEO gave us all the news. And, you know, I wasn't only crying for myself, I was crying for all the amazing people I've worked alongside for the past 15 months and seeing all of their faces on the call, especially those with newborn babies or a baby on the way. It was also heartbreaking to think about all the authors I've been working closely with, many for over a year, who I now don't get to help publish. You know, I was in the middle of over 50 projects at the time. So some of them had even named me in the acknowledgement section of their book, which is such an honor, but to not be able to be there, you know, there's nothing worse than pouring all your heart into something and not being able to be there to support those people that you care about and to finish what you started. It's my 35th birthday in a few weeks, and my goal is to be at the fittest and healthiest I've ever been by the time I hit my birthday. I'm still on track for that for the most part, with a few changes. I've had to cancel my membership at my fitness studio that I love. Shout out True Fusion. Love you guys. Cancel my supplement subscriptions, cut back my grocery budget. And the saddest thing of all is I had to cancel my LASIK surgery that I had booked for myself this week. This week I was supposed to go in and get LASIK. It was going to be my birthday gift for myself. Although my birthday will look different now and I'll still be wearing my glasses, I'm going to hold myself to that goal and be in the best health of my life. A big part of that right now is caring for my nervous system and my mental health, because there's a lot of stress involved with all of this. And I have to say, with this being the first time being laid off like this, I have so much more compassion for everyone that's been in this boat. It is not easy. The fear of instability and uncertainty is pretty brutal. You know, I've been waking up at 4 a.m. every morning with my heart and my mind just racing. And it's just left me exhausted and cloudy and foggy. And today I finally woke up feeling pretty clear. So I have to give myself that grace and self-compassion and recognize that, you know, that this is a lot. But what I do know is that change is okay. In fact, every time something in my life has crumbled, it's been the universe giving me a valuable lesson and making way for something even more incredible. And I fully believe that that's what's happening right now. Do you want to know the main thing I feel right now? That is gratitude. I am grateful I made it through the 8 interviews to get the position with Scribe Media. I am grateful they relocated me to Austin. I am grateful for everything I learned and for everything that challenged me. I am grateful to have supported so many amazing people on their journeys to becoming published authors. And mostly, I'm grateful for the relationships I've built. No one can take that away from me. Seriously, I worked with some of the most skilled, talented, creative, kind humans I've ever met. And now I get to call many of them my friends. Actually, this has brought many of us even closer together. And my authors, oh my goodness, I've been fortunate to work with people who are truly changing lives, people who show up for their purpose, leaders, professionals, doctors, frontliners, coaches, speakers, storytellers, just people who are all brave and who have all inspired me. There is no challenging time in life that doesn't come with valuable lessons. In fact, you know, that's where the best growth comes from. So I want to share the major lessons that I've learned here. And these are not explant related lessons. But I think that they're just valuable for everyone in life. Live within your means. Always have a personal budget. Create an emergency fund. Use your PTO and your health insurance benefits while you've got them. Your job title does not define you. Side hustles are great. Have one, especially if they are passive income generators. Always stay ready to pivot and adapt, because you gotta expect the unexpected, right? Relationships are everything. Be sure to nurture them. Trust your intuition and know your worth. I think one of the coolest things that's come from this is watching how everyone comes together in difficult times. And I think we've seen that around the world in a lot of situations, but I've kind of got a front row seat to that right now. How my former coworkers have come together as a community, and how the authors I worked with are so willing to do what they can to help, because they're just the kind of people who want to make a difference in the world. The outpouring of love and support is so beautiful. And I'm just staying really grounded in that. And it's also just so awesome that everyone knows that one of the most important things to me is supporting the explant community. I want you all to know that I will do everything that it takes to keep the Empowered Explant podcast alive and thriving. In fact, with this newfound time that I have on my hands, it's my intention to really dive in and grow Empowered Explant so it can serve and support more women. It would break my heart to see that go away, and I won't let that happen. No way. And I know that a lot of you are a part of this mission with me, so you might be wondering what you can do to help. Well, it would mean the absolute world to me if you could leave a rating and a review on the podcast. That is honestly so, so helpful. And it's also just really beautiful for me to see how this podcast is helping you. It keeps me going, especially in moments like this. And if you can please share the Empowered Explant podcast and be a part of helping it grow and get out there. Share it with your friends and family. Share it on your social media, and especially share about it in the Explant Facebook groups and communities that are out there. I so appreciate you giving me this week to kind of just share what's going on for me right now and get a little emo. But rest assured, I have some really cool episodes lined up about healing and detox and nutrition and exercise, DNA testing, and just some really awesome interviews. So as always, thank you for being here with me. Thank you for being a part of the Empowered Explant community. Thank you for being my breastie. I love you so much, and I will see you here next week.